This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, February 26. Language. From Romans 8. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Throughout my life, I have been surrounded by multiple languages. All the major cities in the world are now full of many languages and dialects. I have always enjoyed learning languages, but my desire far outstrips my abilities. I have learned that language is not just about a transfer of information. Language can be tied deeply to one's identity. It can bring out powerful emotions. Words can have the effect of a gentle caress or a powerful cannon blast. Language is often used to express the astounding richness of the webs of meaning and faith in life. Words put to music can make spirits soar. A slogan and a rhetoric behind it can rally a whole nation. The Apostle James, therefore, urges us to be very careful with our words. But there are also times in our lives when words seem to fail. All the languages in the world cannot adequately express the joy of the birth of a child, the misery of a love lost, or the pain of a death of a spouse, parent, or child. Yet we are not voiceless in such situations. The Spirit of God speaks for us in a way that captures our heart's deepest pain and desire. If you lack the words to speak, know that the Holy Spirit, our great Comforter, speaks for you and intercedes for you in line with the will of God.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.